What is up? What is going on? What is happening? What it do, kings and queens? Welcome to the Truth Moment Podcast. Now, let me just go ahead and let you know, let me warn you, okay, that this space right here, this is where we unpack the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth as it relates to this thing that we call life. I am your host, the one, the only Mika Joy, aka the voice behind the truth, aka the truth spitter, aka the vessel of truth, aka the voice, bringing you deposits of truth that challenge you to acknowledge, accept, own, and live a life of personal truth. Now, with all that being said, go ahead and grab you something to sip on, light your incense, get your hearts, your minds, and your spirits ready, and let's get into today's episode.
We should constantly be aspiring, you know, to reach higher and higher and higher. We should never be comfortable where we are. You know, we should always be aspiring to know more and to better ourselves and to improve ourselves, you know, to improve ourselves. Because that's how we improve the world around us, by working within us.
You improve yourself. Light up the corner that you live on.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. A beautiful day in the neighborhood. Who was singing along with me? Come on, who was singing with me? Yes, happy Monday, y'all. Well, at least it's Monday for me. It is the 29th day of the fourth month of the year 2024. If you have pressed play on this episode, on this here new Monday, on April 29th, we hit O. I mean, we hit O, period, okay? If you've pressed play and you're joining me for this conversation, if you're joining me for this truth moment, we all hit on, okay? But what's going on, y'all? Listen, it feels so good to be recording this morning. I am currently posted up, parked in this Publix parking lot. I have actually already done a batch, an Instacart batch, that is. And I wanted to holler at y'all this morning as I am sitting here waiting for the next batch to come through. At least the next batch that I feel like is worth accepting and worth my time and my energy, okay? And my miles, if it is one that needs to be delivered, okay? If you are an Instacarter or if you utilize the platform Instacart, then you may know that there is an option where you can shop at Publix and you can also come and pick up your groceries. You can come and pick up your items that you ordered and paid for. Yeah, so as a Instacarter, as a shopper, there are some batches that are what they call shop only. Or there are batches that actually need to be delivered. Okay, so I said all that to say, I mean, if there's a batch that comes through, that pops up on the app, and I feel like it is worth, again, my time, my energy, and my miles. If it's worth my gas, you know, then I'm going to move on it. But I did want to holler at y'all this morning. I hope and I pray that your morning is off to a great start, that your week is off to a great start. If you just so happen to press play on this episode and it's Monday afternoon or Monday evening, I pray that your day is flowing in ease and it's flowing well. All right. But listen, y'all. Oh, cheers. Cheers. Yes. Where my coffee sip was at. Cheers. Or if you're just sipping, period. Okay. Because y'all know how we do. You know, when we do what we do, when we talk and when we chop it up with one another and when, you know, we are in alignment of this truth, you know, we sip. Because why? Sipping and conversation goes hand in hand. I think it's beautiful to witness folks who post up at coffee shops, you know, and they're just sipping and talking. I have witnessed people on first dates, you know, it's just beautiful, y'all. It's just beautiful. How many of us get together with our girlfriends, our homegirls, our homeboys, you know what I'm saying? People that we are in community with, and we meet up for a drink. or we go out for drinks. You know, conversation just goes hand in hand. That's a truth moment in itself right there. You feel me? Conversation goes hand in hand. So if you are not currently sipping, I invite you to get some in your hand. If you're at the house, go on while you're listening to this episode and get you something to sip on. Okay. If you are riding, if you are en route, you know, somewhere, you're in your car and you got your beverage. Okay. Go on and sit with your girl. Yes, if you're at the office, if you're at work and you're listening, you know, hopefully you're sipping as well. And just know that that's just what we do here, okay? If you are new to this podcasting space, what's happening, what's going on? Welcome, welcome, welcome. I am not sure how you stumbled upon this here podcasting home, but glad to have you, you know, glad to have you here. Yes, get comfortable. If you are an OG, okay, if you are a truth moment rider, if you've been riding this wave with me for some years, okay, because I've been at you, baby. I've been at you in these streets, you know. I haven't been consistent the last, you know, 2 years, but I've been at you. Yes, but if you are not new to this podcasting space, if you are a rider, an OG, I mean, we all family. But if you've been a part of this family for quite some time, welcome back. And thank you for continuing to support. Thank you for continuing to be understanding. Thank you for continuing to rock out with me. Much appreciated. Yes. Listen, y'all, I recorded an episode yesterday evening with Michelle, who is a fellow coffee sipper. Mm-hmm. We share a brand and we also share the love for coffee. Our brand is Sip and Serve. For those who may not know, for those of you who do know, thank you for supporting. But we share not only an IG space, but we also share a podcasting space. You can connect and press play and listen to us Sip and Serve, all right, the podcast on Spotify, all right? But yeah, we recorded an episode yesterday evening. It felt good to be in that space with Michelle once again. And we spoke on the topic of Christianity and spirituality. We shared, you know, where we are right now. When it comes to Christianity, where we are with our spiritual walks and, you know, what that looks like and what that feels like for us. We talked about, you know, the fears of, you know, being a Christian and what that walk looked like, you know, back in our younger years and what it looks like now. You know, our beliefs and the things that we have found to be true. For us, and it was a very, very, very interesting conversation. I feel like this is a topic that many of us may have conversations with ourselves, you know, in our heads. Some of these, some of our thoughts may not even make it outside of our minds because we don't want to go there with people. We are afraid of what people may think, what people may say, you know. So yeah, that episode will be dropping soon. So make sure that you are connected so that you will get your notification when that episode drops. Okay. But, let me tell y'all really quickly, how I prepared my coffee this morning. It is rather delicious. Okay. I'm proud of this coffee because this is morning 4 that I have been making my own coffee. So since leaving Black Coffee, which some of you may know, some of you may not know, I am no longer a part of the Black Coffee family. I definitely am truly appreciative of my time there during this transition here in Atlanta. Very, very much appreciative. But I have not been making my own coffee, y'all, since I left. I've been pulling up the Starbucks. I've been pulling up the Dunkin'. Some mornings, you know, it serves me. Some mornings, it has been trash. I'm just going to keep it a buck with you. It's just, it has not served me the way I needed to be served. And I'm spending money, spending money, spending money. And finally, I said, you know what? I know what the hell I'm doing in these coffee streets. I can make my own shit. You feel me? So I purchased a can of Cafe Bustelo. Okay. Holla, holla if you hear me. Holla if you know. If you know about that Cafe Bustelo. Honey, it is the truth. Okay. For the hot $6. All right. And I had already had, though, some Chobani. Am I saying that right, y'all? Chobani coffee creamer. You know, Chobani, the yogurt, the bread. Yeah, that. So I had bought some Chobani. Publix had buy one, get one free a couple of weeks ago. And I took advantage of that sale and bought like some Starbucks cold brew. And, you know, at one point in time, I was making my iced coffee. But that really wasn't hitting on nothing either, honey, because that cold brew really was not, it did not give me that coffee taste. Like, you knew it was coffee, but it wasn't strong enough for me. It wasn't. So anyway, I had the Chobani, and I used the sweet cream this morning, and I took Michelle up on a coffee tip, which is warm your creamer up. Now, when I had my Keurig, I would put my coffee creamer and syrups in the mug first. And then, you know, and if you know, you know, because y'all know I used to be about that, making my coffee, my own coffee life. And I used to share those experiences with y'all via my IG before I moved here to Atlanta. So I would already do that, but this morning, you know, I actually took that creamer, put it in a mug, and added my SunJoy Joy Juice. If you know, you know. That's the joy juice with the turmeric in it, y'all. The turmeric and like that citrus. Like, ooh, that's the joy juice that was in the Morning Joy. Mm-hmm. The Morning Joy that was at Black Cup. Yeah. Ooh. But warm that up for about a minute and a half. And then I use my pour over. So I don't have my Keurig anymore. I'm currently using my pour over. And I've made my coffee, like I said, the last four mornings. And this is serving. And as I'm talking about it, it's only right for me to take another sip. Excuse me. Ooh. This is joy right here. Mm-hmm. If your coffee, it's not joy in a cup. It's not coffee. Okay. If it don't bring you joy, it really is a coffee. And that's what was happening to me, y'all. Pulling up to Starbucks, pulling up to Dunkin'. It was not joy in a cup. It was trash in a cup. Oh God. Anyway, y'all, if you can't tell, I am recording this episode in my car. Did I say that already? If I did, please forgive me. But I am recording in my car, y'all. And so the sound may not be all that, you know, it needs to be. But it's what it is for right now, y'all. You feel me? So, yeah, again, cheers. Happy Monday. Happy new week. And cheers to a beautiful April. Yes. Yes, we are at the end of April, y'all. My prayer is that you were postured, positioned. You were aware of all of the lessons that April taught you. My prayer is that there was something deposited, right, that was meaningful and something that you're able to apply to your May. My prayer is that you are in community this month. My prayer is that your April was blessed and hydrated. I pray that your April was nourishing and nurtured. Ooh, I felt that for myself. And whatever you lost this month, whether that was, you know, as a form of losing people, you might have lost some friendships, you might have lost, you know, some type of relationship. If you lost some things, just know that you lost whatever you lost for a reason. Everything happens for a reason. Okay. Hashtag truth moment. So anyway, let me get to moving on here. I wanted to holler at y'all this morning and I wanted to drop this seed of truth. I wanted to deposit this truth moment in your spirit bank. Okay. I hadn't said that in a minute. Who remember the OGs? Y'all remember when I used to talk about, you know, spirit banks and positive deposits and things, and I did want to deposit this truth moment in your spirit bank. You know, I don't know who needs to hear this. I don't know who is aware of this. I don't know who needs to be reminded that it does not cost you a dime to speak. It doesn't cost you anything but maybe a second or two, right, to open your mouth and to speak to someone. You know, we walk past people every day, all day, you know, throughout our journeys, you know, of the day. And too many of us are too focused on what we got going on in our lives and our worlds. We're too focused on what is happening throughout our day. You know, we get lost in that stuff, right? That we don't speak. We don't speak. You know, how many people did you even say good morning to this morning? Yeah. I'm learning the beauty and the importance of speaking to people. You know what I'm saying? And it could be people that you don't know. You don't have to know nobody to speak to them and to say good morning or good afternoon or how you doing. You don't have to personally know them. You know, this morning as I was en route to this Publix, and oh Lord, it's getting hot. I might have to crack this window, y'all. You know, I decided not to record with the car running because I didn't want it to interfere, you know, with the recording, with the sound and things. And I was like, you know, I'll be all right without the L. But where I'm parked at, you know, this sun's starting to, ooh, I mean, it feels good and things, but it's starting to get a little warm. So, yeah, I had to crack my window for a minute. But listen, y'all, so as I was en route to this Publix this morning, as I was coming out of the neighborhood that I live in, I was approaching a stop sign, and I noticed to the left of the stop sign, right, there was a gentleman who was standing outside of, you know, what I would like to assume was his home. He had a coffee mug in his hand. And as I was getting closer to the stop sign and getting closer to him, I noticed that he had both of his hands wrapped around the mug. So right then and there, that told me that he's really present. He really present with whatever is in that mug, right? And it just looked like he was just present in the morning, right? Present in the sound of the morning, present with hearing the birds, present with hearing nature, and just taking it all in as he was taking whatever was in his mug in as well, right? And so, hold on, feel like I got to sneeze. Hold on, y'all. excuse me. I don't know if that's ever happened during a podcast recording that I had to sneeze. So as I got closer to him, you know, I decided, I was like, I'm going to say good morning. I'm gonna say good morning. So, I put down my window and I said, good morning. I said, is that coffee in your mug? And he smiled. He still had both hands around the mug, y'all. He smiled and he said, yes. And so I held up my coffee and I said, cheers. I said, I too am a coffee sipper, a coffee lover. Cheers. And I said, this is my vibes. You know, you standing outside and being present, and it, and being one with yourself and being one with nature. This is my vibes. And I told him to have a good day. That was that. That did not take up too much of my time this morning. You understand me? And so I'm saying that to say, to bring it all together here. Again, it does not cost you anything. It costs you a little bit of your time, right? To speak to someone. But you don't know what speaking may do for someone. I've learned to smile more. This is something that I've shared with y'all before. Because once upon a time, I ain't wear no smile, y'all. It wasn't a part of my daily outfit, okay? I ain't smile. But, you know, the last 2 years, I have smiled more. So me greeting someone, me saying good morning, good afternoon, how you doing? Good day to you. And I'm also attaching my smile to that. Somebody may need that warmth. Somebody may need that. And I have been told, you know, I appreciate that. I needed that today. I needed, you know, your energy. Can y'all hear the birds? Oh, God, that blessed me. That blessed me. If you don't know, I love hearing the birds. I really do. It brings me so much joy. But we never know who needs a positive deposit in the form of just speaking. You know, there are Instacarters, the same Instacarters, because I like to work out of the same Publix, that I see all the time. And some of them, you know, get that look like they don't want to be, you know, they don't want to be spoken to. Some of them don't even like to give eye contact. Unfortunately, I feel like there are some Instacarters who view other Instacarters as competition. And I'm sorry, I'm not in that space. You know, it's money out here for all of us, okay? But I, you know, I'm challenging myself to speak to the ones who look like they don't want to be spoken to. And just say, good morning, happy Monday, or happy whatever day of the week that it is. There are some cashiers. There are some folks here who are stalkers here at Publix who stock the shelves, you know. And because I am a familiar face, we now speak to one another, and it's just so beautiful. But with all of the things that are going on in the world, with all of the things that are going on in our lives, we all need a positive deposit. And so I want to challenge you this week to open up your mouth. Okay. Even if you was raised to speak or not. Okay. Cause that's another thing. Some of us were not raised to speak. Some of us, you know, that just was not a thing. It is not a thing. And so, it's a space that you're not comfortable with, and that's okay too. That's okay. You know, speaking to strangers and, you know, that's really not a thing, but let's make it a thing. Okay. So I want to challenge you this week to speak to as many people as you can. Just a hello, just a good morning, good afternoon. How you doing today? You know, I want to challenge you to flow in that space. I really do. I really do. So anywho, that is all, y'all. You know, I didn't want to hold up. You know, I didn't want to take up too much of your time. Didn't want to hold you up. And I got to get back at you in these streets, you know, in these Instacart streets. But I wanted to challenge myself to slow down enough this morning to record, because it has been on my heart. It's been on my mind to get back active. You know, God has been reminding me that, Mika, I'm not done with you. And Mika, there are assignments that you have not completed. God been on me now. He been on me. And I'm like, okay, I hear you, bro. I hear you, man. I hear you. But how am I supposed to get all of these things done and be about, you know, and be about what I need to be about? How am I supposed to balance all of these things out? I don't know, but I know it's been on me heavy. So I'm doing my best just to move in what I feel and what I know God has placed on my heart. So, yeah, I'm not going to sit up here and promise y'all an episode every week like I once. I ain't going to do that. I ain't going to do that. But what I will say is just be on the lookout. Just be on the lookout for random episodes, okay? Cause I'm here. I never left. I'm here. Y'all keep me in your prayers, okay? If you believe in the power of prayer, keep me lifted in prayer, all right? And I appreciate y'all. It's some folks who've been rocking with me and who has been following my journey and who have been so supportive. And I thank y'all. I thank y'all for continuing to give me the space to shine light and to spread joy in your worlds. Whether that is, you know, through social media, personal relationships and connections, and even through the podcast. And listen, ooh, this just fell on my spirit. If you've gone back and have listened to some previous episodes because you just needed some truth in your life, I thank you. I feel like it's somebody somewhere that has pressed play on some older previous episodes. And so I thank you. But anywho, let me shut my mouth. Thank y'all for holding space with me today. Thank you for pressing play. And I'm going to holler at y'all, okay? I'm going to holler, okay? Love y'all. Talk to y'all soon.
One thing about a truth moment, once you've heard it, you've heard it. And there's nothing you can do to unhear it. I thank you so much for pressing play on today's episode. My prayer is that you are not walking away empty-handed. My prayer is that you are leaving with a truth seed, a truth deposit, a truth moment that you will carry with you from this day forward. Now listen, if you have not subscribed to the Truth Moment podcast on Apple Podcasts, what in the world are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? Head on over there right now. Subscribe, rate, and write a review. And again, thank you. And until we meet again, hold on to that truth now and don't let it go. Peace.